Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Hsu.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Hsu.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we are going to talk about the number one productivity hack from working from home.
Okay, so my number one productivity hack is checklists. Create a checklist of what you need to accomplish each day. Base it on your annual goals. So then you want to take your goals on a yearly basis, break it down on what you need to do monthly, then break down what you need to do weekly, then break it down what you need to do daily to achieve those, right? So when I break down things daily, I have those daily checklists to make sure if I complete all of it, I'll hit my goal for the week. And if I do that every week, I hit my goals for the month. And if I hit my goals every month, there's a higher chance I'll hit my annual goals. And that's it. I wake up, start doing my checklist. I don't go to sleep until I finish my checklist. I don't care if I'm sick, whatever, you finish your checklist, period. Yep. It's like your to-do list, checklist, whatever you want to call it. You can use any app to do it. Gmail has a checklist within there. There's extensions and add-ons for it. That's it. That simple. You can take 50 hours doing something, although there's not 50 hours in a day, but you can take too much time doing something or you can be efficient. But you know, once it's done and you do it right, you can go play with your kids, watch TV, go hang out with friends, whatever you want. But you got to finish that checklist. You can't finish it, you don't get to do anything else. You don't get to sleep.
Yep. I think of it as, just to give people a little more, depends on where you're at, right? So let's say you're starting out with business right now. Your checklist, you might have a lot of different things to do versus Amazon versus Jeff Bezos. You know, he's made a video in the past. He's been in an interview saying, look, it's just three big decisions each day and that's a good day. But he's got this, you know, he's the richest guy in the world, at least according to Forbes, right? So key thing is, look, if you don't make this checklist, what I like to do in the past, by the way, I operate on checklists too. I used to create this, and I said this a couple weeks ago, I used to create these STDs, these long lists of shit to do's. The problem with that is there's a lack of prioritization. And if you end up selecting three key things to do each day instead, it's like, if you get those three things done, everything else is icing on the cake. So I show this, like if you're watching the video right now, I just got my three key things for today. And if I do anything else, it's a bonus. But to hold me, kind of to keep me focused, I also have my annual goals for the year. I have it right next to my mirror when I'm brushing my teeth. So it shows me specific numbers, the three key things I want to hit for the year. And then, so then I think about, okay, that's constantly in my head. I'm looking at my computer screen right now. I have the same post-it right here. I have another three key things I want to do. So that guides how I write these. And I do this the night before, these three key things for the next day. And I just really go day to day. I used to try doing it, you know, by the week. Neil, I don't know how you do it, but I just go day by day now and just take it one step at a time.
Day by day, I'm the same way.
Yeah. So I think that's it, guys. I don't think you need to overcomplicate it. I think The two schools that Neil and I think we've both tried is completely no schedule, nothing. But what's always been there has been the to-do list, the checklist. And keep it simple. Don't try to add a bunch of things to it because you're going to do a lot of insignificant things. Neil, anything else?
Yeah. Last note from me is try to keep your checklist manageable. Each thing in there should be able to be done in less than an hour, ideally less than 30 minutes. Because if you have like a task that takes 5 hours, break it down because it's just overwhelming. So try to keep it simple, things that can be done in less than 30 minutes, under an hour, worst case.
Final thing I'll say on my end is you want to lead with the toughest thing in the morning. So the toughest big thing, lead with that one first so that the biggest domino falls and everything else feels good. I would also say too, we're giving a lot of number one productivity hacks, but when I wake up, I find that, look, I don't particularly enjoy stopping, but when I meditate, I'm grateful after it every single time. And when I'm riding my bike in the morning, I feel good. There's no time that I ever regret doing it. Oh man, I really regret that. But it's just, you're trying to get dominoes going, getting the day going. Because at least for me, I know, like with Jeff Bezos, I'm comparing myself to Jeff Bezos, but he likes to putter in the morning, right? Whatever that means. I think he kind of means that he just likes to kind of sit and just relax for a little bit. And I like to do that in the morning too. But then at a certain point, you have inertia. You got to get things going, right? So however you like to do it, for me, it's meditating, doing a light workout, getting on the bike, and then just getting on the first big thing. How about you, Neil?
Same thing. I check my emails early in the morning and I try to get the tough stuff done early in the day. And then it gets easier and easier throughout the day.
All right. So that is it for today, everyone. Go ahead and go to marketingschool.io/live. That's LIVE. And you will learn about our virtual and our live events. It's 7 to 9-figure founders and executives. And yeah, it's good people. It's good networking. We have cool stuff that's been added to it. We're always great speakers as well. I think I might have said that. But that is it for today. And we'll see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.